I am so excited to announce this, our first live event, Entree Architect Live, New York 2018. It will be held on Wednesday, June 20th in New York City. Registration is now open and seats are very limited. To learn more, visit entrearchitect.com/New York. You are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 207. Welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference every day, this podcast is for you. My goal here is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. I love to sleep, but the truth is that of all my many skills, sleep may be one of my weakest. I know it's important, and I know it has a direct effect on my health and well-being. It even has a direct effect on my overall success. Yet, night after night, I break the rules and my sleep suffers for it. But I am getting much, much better. This week at Entree Architect Podcast, 5 steps to unleash the significant power of sleep. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, RCAT, Gusto, FreshBooks, and Core by BQE Software. And I'm going to share more about these great companies a little bit later in the show, but before we get started, just take a quick note to go visit these companies and let them know that you appreciate them for supporting us here at the podcast, because when they support us, they're supporting you, the Entree Architect community. All right, let's get into this. This is an important topic here. A few years back, I began to experience some concerning health issues. And after months and months of tests and consultations with various physicians and doctors, it was determined that my symptoms were, and still are, and I don't think they're going to go away, a direct result of my very high levels of stress, right? And I bet you can relate. You're an architect. You're stressed. I know. So this is a serious subject here. We're going to talk about sleep today. My problems were caused by me and the lifestyle that I was leading. So I needed to make some major changes in my life. And I began to exercise on a regular schedule. And I learned to meditate. And I love to meditate. And I've talked about that in the past on other episodes. And I began to focus on improving my horrible sleep habits. And I have achieved significant improvements, and I've felt the benefits. But you will only ask Anne-Marie, my wife, that I have a ways to go. I'm still a horrible sleeper. And it's because of the habits that I built up through the years. And so I want to talk about that today. For many of us, our habits were formed in architecture school, right? In architecture studio. Late nights, right? That's the normal thing in architecture school. Late nights and all-nighters were looked upon with honor. I went to school back in the 90s. I know some of that's changed today, but I know that culture is still there, that late nights and all-nighters are looked at with honor, that it's something good. And I recognized the seriousness of sleep deprivation after my first attempt at working through to sunrise. You know, I pulled an all-nighter and trying to get something done, went all night, sun came up, I went outside, and I felt that those effects. I know if you've ever done an all-nighter, and I know many of you have, you felt that, you know what I'm talking about. You felt the effects of on your mind and your body, and I didn't like it. And I decided that I was going to better manage my schedule to avoid such situations in the future. And if you're a student right now, please listen to me. Listen to me. Do not pull all-nighters. Bad things can happen, not only with your health and your well-being and your mind and your body. I lost a friend in my senior year due to an all-nighter. He did an all-nighter. It was our thesis project. And I'm not going to get into the details of this, but he's no longer with us. He was killed that night. And it was because he slept all night. He didn't sleep that night. He went home to take a shower and he didn't make it back. So the next time you're thinking about taking an all-nighter, pulling an all-nighter, whether you're a student or an architect, don't do it. Bad things can happen. Your mind doesn't work properly when you're tired, especially when you're deprived of sleep that badly. Your brain doesn't work properly and you fall asleep and you can't do things the way you typically can do them. So don't do that. But I know recently things are changing. I know being involved with the AIAS and knowing what's happening over there, over a decade ago, the American Institute of Architecture students and the National Council of Architectural Registration Boards, NCARB, they developed standards for a healthy studio culture, which architecture schools would be required to meet in order to achieve accreditation. So things are changing, right? Though many schools don't enforce these rules. That's the problem, right? The AIAS, the American Institute of Architecture students, their current generation of leaders at the AIAS are trying to enforce those rules, trying to educate their peers, and they're advocating against the unhealthy and unsafe practice of this legendary all-nighter that we all know about. You're trying to change the way we look at all-nighters. It's not a good thing. It's not an honorable thing. It's not something to be proud of. It means you screwed up your schedule. It means you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing when you're supposed to be doing them. So change the way you manage your schedule and you won't have to pull all-nighters like that. So don't do it. For many of us, the damage is already done, right? Today, many architects continue to forego sleep in the name of productivity, right? It's something that we've learned through architecture school, and we continue years and years later, decades later. The habits of working late nights are hard to break. They're habits. They're hard to break. We ignore the signs of danger to our health, and one day we find ourselves in the hospital with significant health issues. And as a profession, we need to make a change. We need to look at sleep differently. In fact, studies show that with proper sleep patterns, we are much more prepared to efficiently accomplish daily responsibilities with speed and accuracy. We are much more creative, and better at making critical decisions for our own success. We are simply more productive and more prepared to be successful on a daily basis when you sleep. Sleep is good. There are many recent studies showing the power and the importance of healthy sleeping habits. What should we, as entrepreneur architects, what should we be doing to improve our sleep habits? So I'm going to share 5 things you can do, 5 steps to unleash the significant power of sleep. It will make you stronger, right? It'll make you better. It'll make you faster. It'll make you more efficient. So I'm going to share 5 things that will unleash the significant power of sleep. Number one, schedule your sleep. And that makes no sense, right? Of course, you sleep every night, right? It's part of your schedule. It's part of your routine. The first step I took a few years back was to set a more consistent sleep schedule. I try to be in bed at the same time every night and rise at the same time every morning. Experts say that we should even schedule consistently through the weekends. And I will admit that if not for my kids' schedules and swim meets and training, sleeping in is a hard habit to break. I would love to sleep in and sleep in every Saturday and Sunday, but I don't. And so I can, because of my kids' schedules, I keep the same schedule through the weekend. And much like finding success in other areas of our lives, developing a plan and scheduling for success and developing a plan. Have you heard me say that before? Yes, you have. It's a key factor in accomplishing our goals. We should be sleeping for 7 to 9 hours every day. 7 to 9 hours every day. So my goal each night is to hit the sheets by 10 o'clock, by 10 p.m. every night, so that I can rise at 6:30 a.m. every morning and get the kids off on the bus on time. That gives me the right number of hours. So if I'm in bed by 9:30, I'm sleeping around 10:30, 11. I'm not perfect, like I said, but I'm trying to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night and I schedule it. I hit the sheets at the same time every night, and the alarm goes off every night. And I've eliminated the buzzing alarm that wakes you up in the terrible sound, or the radio that's reporting the death report that day. I don't listen to it. It's part of my full media blackout. I don't listen to radio news. Oh, it's so terrible for you. Do not do that. You have technology today. You have an iPad or an iPhone. Pandora has an amazing sleep alarm. You can schedule it to set it for whatever time you want to listen to any Pandora channel you want. It's awesome. It comes on nice and slowly, so it actually rises, increases in volume as it comes on. It doesn't scare you out of bed. It's beautiful. I recommend Classic Guitar Radio. It's awesome to wake up to very quietly, and then it sort of gently rises and you're listening to classical guitar. It's really, really good. So schedule your sleep. That's number one, schedule your sleep. Number two is practice a relaxing bedtime ritual. For me, this is the toughest habit to break. My ritual each night is to curl up with a good iPad and watch an hour of YouTube videos. Could it get any worse? I know, but I know you do it too. So don't judge. I know you do it too. Experts say that's not good, right? It could probably not get worse than that. And I have much work to do with this step. Turn off the technology. This is what they say. This is number two, practice a relaxing bedtime schedule. I'm not saying that I do this, but if, and this is what I should do, I'm telling you what we can do, these five steps. Turn off the technology and take a warm shower or a bath just before bed. Turn down the bright lights and avoid all electronic screens. Most televisions, desktop monitors, laptops, Kindles, and yes, my beloved iPad Air, they all emit blue light. Have you heard about blue light? Blue light acts as a stimulant, right? It stimulates your brain. It starts sending signals to your brain that it's morning. Morning light is blue, right? So your brain is seeing blue light at night and it's saying, oh, it's time to wake up, right? It's time to rise. Well, that's what happens when we're watching television or looking at our iPhones or we're looking at an iPad watching YouTube videos. It is not good. And that's exactly the message that we want our brains to receive as we're lying. That's not the message that we want our brains to receive as we're lying down for a comfortable night's sleep, right? We want to send the message of sleep to our brains, not waking up. And get rid of all those little blue lights, all those little red LED lights. Wherever there's LED lights, turn them off or wear masks. Not good, bad. Go back to the basics. Do what we did before the internet invaded our lives. I know some of you guys don't remember life without the internet. I do. I'm 48 years old. I remember life without the internet. Read a book. Remember those things, the paper things with the hard covers? Yep. Read a book. Or listen to soft music. Even try meditation. I do meditation at night. It works. Consider establishing a new habit of gratitude while you're meditating. Sit quietly for 30 minutes. So you don't need an iPad to do this. Sit quietly 30 minutes thinking of the many things for which you are thankful. Any of these activities will signal your brain that it's time to get sleepy, right? You read a book, do some meditation, have a habit of gratitude. That's a routine, a ritual that's going to remind your brain, that's going to send signals to your brain that it's time to go to sleep. And you're going to get sleepy, and it's going to set up a situation where you'll go to sleep faster. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entre Architect: Arcat, Gusto, FreshBooks, and Core by BQE Software. If you work with specifications in your firm, you probably have come across outdated manufacturer specs with confusing notes, products that no longer exist, maybe even companies that no longer exist, right? Maybe you even pay for specifications. Stop! That's crazy. There's a better way to find manufacturer specifications for your project documentation. Arcat.com. Arcat is a free library, a free library of over 1,400 up-to-date, accurate specifications. Arcat's specs are written by FCSI, CCS, and AIA professionals based on manufacturer's data. Use RCAT's powerful search engine to find just the right specifications for your project and download them in multiple file formats for free. You don't even have to register. Just go to RCAT.com, that's ARCAT.com, and get the information you need today. Hey, and let them know that you are a member of the Entree Architect community. Payroll and benefits. You love them? No, they're hard, especially when you're a small business. You don't have the time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations, right? We're all in that mode right now with taxes and regulations. The old school payroll providers that some of us are using, they're not built for the way that we work today. Gusto, our friends at Gusto, they're making payroll and benefits and human resources easy for us small businesses. Modern technologies, they do all the heavy lifting, so it's easy for us to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners here at Entree Architect Podcast exclusive limited time deal, right? Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free. 3 months. That's long enough to figure this thing out, right? 3 months free once you run just one payroll. Just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto, G-U-S-T-O, and claim your free 3 months of payroll processing right now. entrearchitect.com/gusto. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. They do everything. My favorite feature in FreshBooks is the automated invoice reminders. I love this. I think that sending invoices and getting paid is one of the biggest barriers to our success as an entrepreneur architect. If we're not sending invoices, we're not getting paid. FreshBooks makes it easy to send out invoices and get paid online with the click of a button. And when your client doesn't pay you on time, FreshBooks will send them a friendly email reminder through a simple system that you have full control of. I love this. Sign up for a free 30-day unrestricted trial and get paid faster. Get the simplest way to be more productive, to get organized, and most importantly, like I said, get paid faster. Visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to access FreshBooks for free for 30 days, and be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. One of the most often requested resources here at the Entree Architect community is project management software. The whole, how do we manage our projects? How do we keep our projects and our people organized while we grow as entrepreneur architects? Today's podcast is sponsored by BQE Software, the makers of the award-winning BQE Core. It's their new product. Core puts project management, business intelligence, billing, time and expense tracking, and accounting together in one intuitive, powerful platform. It's a beautiful system. I've seen it work. There's a demonstration on our website. You should go check it out. With its cloud platform and their mobile app, Core lets you manage people, projects, and profits from anywhere in the world. Get your fully functional 15-day trial of Core by going to entrearchitect.com/BQE. That's entrearchitect.com/BQE. Go check it out right now. RCAT, Gusto, FreshBooks, and Core by BQE Software. Go visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. So that's number two, practice a relaxing bedtime ritual. Number three is watch what you eat. Watch what you eat is number three. Caffeine may be one of our biggest challenges when we're trying to improve our sleep habits, right? Caffeine is also a habit. We're addicted to caffeine. We love our coffee, right? Caffeine is still being processed in our bodies 6 to 8 hours after we finish that last cup of afternoon coffee. 6 to 8 hours, it's still in our system, right? It's still being processed in our bodies. 6 to 8 hours. Our sleep routines actually start around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You need to start thinking about setting up sleep habits right after noon, 1 or 2 o'clock, 6 to 8 hours before you go to sleep. The choices we make from that point forward will directly affect the sleep that we experience that night. Large meals and sweet snacks, so sugary candy bars and whatever you do to sort of pop you up at 2 o'clock, you know, that 3 o'clock lull that we have at the studio. Large meals and sweet snacks also make tremendous energy to digest. It takes a lot of energy to do that, keeping our systems working overtime and late into the evening. So these large meals, your body's trying to process all this food and this sugar. Your heart's rising and your systems are moving and your blood is pumping. It's not conducive to sleep. It's not conducive to sleep. No caffeine after noon if you want to sleep. No caffeine after noon. A healthy dinner served in smaller portions and no sweet treats, no desserts, will prepare our bodies for a good, restful night's sleep. And I'm not saying I do this. I do a lot of it and I try to do this. Coffee, I pretty much cut coffee off. I'm a morning coffee drinker. I don't drink a lot of coffee in the afternoon. Sweet treats, pretty regularly don't eat sweet treats. Occasionally, we'll grab one. And so that's what we have to do. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we need to start creating these new habits to help us sleep better. So if you're not sleeping better, you know, if you're not sleeping well, these are the things that we need to look at. We need to look at, number one, we need to look at scheduling our sleep. Number two, practice a ritual. Number three, watch what we eat. You know, we can either do it or we don't do it. But we can't get our sleep back to where it belongs unless we work at it, right? If we create a plan, we can create a plan by following these five steps. Number four, and I know this works, exercise. According to a study published in the journal Mental Health and Physical Activity, people sleep significantly better and feel more alert during the day if they get at least 150 minutes of exercise each week. That's just each week, 150 minutes. That's not a lot of time each week. I've experienced the results of this one personally on days when I walk or run for 45, 60 minutes. I feel better. I work better. I sleep better. And you can ask Anne-Marie, I snore less when I exercise. If I exercise on a regular basis, my snoring goes completely away. That's one of my problems as well, is that snoring is waking me up. And so if we exercise and we feel better, we lose a little weight, that stuff all affects the way we sleep and it affects our snoring. And when you snore or you have a little bit of sleep apnea where you're waking yourself up because you're not breathing properly, that's very much associated with the exercise that we're doing. It's our physical well-being and the physical activity during that day. So if we're not exercising, we're not going to sleep well, right? We're not going to tire ourselves out enough to be sleepy when it's time to go to sleep, right? We are developed to be out in the fields, right? We're out there trying to hunt. We're trying to raise the crops, right? Our bodies are not designed to sit in an office chair for 12 hours a day, staring at a computer, right? There's no energy being expended when we do that. And so we need to consciously and scheduled exercise. We need to be out there every day doing some sort of physical exercise. It not only will help your sleep, it will help everything else in your day. It'll make you more creative. It'll make you more efficient, more effective. Exercise is essential. Every day I exercise. Number five, our final step, design your sleep environment. I talked about this a little bit before. According to the National Sleep Foundation, we should design our bedroom environments for better sleep. So when we're designing our clients' bedrooms, maybe we should be considering some of these things. When we're designing our own bedrooms and the way we sleep, the environment in which we are going to try to sleep is important. We're talking temperature and lights and the way we our sheets and our pillows. The temperature of our bedrooms should be set between 60 and 67 degrees. I know some of you are going crazy right now because my wife will hate that, right? That's not going to happen with my wife. The best environment for sleep is a cool room, not a warm room. And I know warm rooms typically make you feel sleepy, but during the sleep, it's not good. The best environment for sleep is a cool room with no distracting noise and no light. No light. Zero light, including the dozens of LED lights. Turn off the lights and look around your room and count the LED lights that are there, that are beaming from every device in our home. I guarantee you, you have at least 5 or 6, probably more than that, LED lights in your bedroom every night. It's not good. It's actually signaling those little tiny lights, especially blue ones, because it's blue light. Blue light's triggering. It's morning time. So if your brain is detecting blue light, you're waking up thinking that it's morning. You wake up and you see the blue light shining on your wall or the ceiling. Your brain is saying, oh, it's morning time. Got to wake up. Got to check those LEDs. Put little pieces of tape over them. Get it dark in your room or wear a sleep mask. Consider a white noise machine. Sleep with an electric fan or use earplugs. I use earplugs. Love those soft little earplugs. Install window blinds or cover the LEDs. Anything to keep the light and the noise from getting into our brains will help us sleep through the night. Those little tiny foam earplugs, you can buy them at Amazon, really inexpensive. You can buy a whole bucket of them and pop a couple of those in your ears. It takes most of the sound away. I cannot sleep without them anymore. It's silent when you do that. I love it. We have some cats. The cats like to be a nocturnal, and they're running around the house. I don't hear them anymore. Put in my plugs. I'm out. And when we are awake, fully rested, and ready for a productive day, full exposure to natural sunlight first thing in the morning will help us manage our circadian rhythms and reset our brains for the successful day ahead. So as soon as you wake up, go find that window and soak in the sunshine, because it makes a difference. It sort of signals to our body that it is time to wake up and get to work. So those are our 5 steps to sleep, the significant power, 5 steps to unleash the significant power of sleep. Number 1, schedule your sleep. Number 2, practice a relaxing bedtime ritual. Rituals matter. The routines matter. Number 3, watch what you eat. No coffee afternoon. Number 4, exercise every day. Just get out there and walk or run or move around. Do something every single day. And design your sleep environment. No LED lights. Make sure the sounds are set up. No blue lights. Get some blinds on the window. Use eye covers if you need to. You know, eye masks. Whatever you need to do to get that light out and create some sort of environment where it's quiet or consistent with some white noise. Those things will help you get a good night's sleep. So that's it. Those are our 5 sleep habits. I can tell you that these work. I've experimented with all of them. Some of them I've put into place and I do every day. Others I'm working on it. I promise you, I'm working on it. I can't tell you that I'm perfect, but I'm getting better. I'm getting much better. There was a time where I would work every night until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. When I first launched Entree Architect, I was practicing full time and I was trying to launch this new idea. And I decided I'm going to do this new idea on my off hours, and I'm just going to work. And I worked until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning. So I'd get like 4 hours of sleep for years. And that's what's caused my health issues. And they're not going away. They're permanent. I discovered them 4 or 5 years ago. My body is not liking the things that I did years and years ago. So you young ones out there, make sure you're taking care of your body. Make sure that you're getting your sleep. Do not do all-nighters. Do not create these habits, this terrible habit of staying up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get work done or surfing the internet or on YouTube. Whatever you're doing, set up those routines to be in bed at the right time. Create these habits that they become lifelong habits, and you've created this healthy lifestyle. And you will be more successful because you'll be more efficient, you'll be more effective, you'll be more creative. It will all come around, and it all matters. It all matters. So follow these 5 steps and sleep well. All right. I hope you liked that one. I encourage you to share this episode with a friend. This is episode 207. So the link is entrearchitect.com/episode207. That's how we're growing here. We are growing exponentially. It is amazing this past year, the growth of this podcast. Amazing. 4 or 5 times what it was a year and a half ago. So, and it's happening because of you, not because of me. It's happening because you're sharing this episode, entrearchitect.com/episode207. We have a profit course, free profit course, entrearchitect.com/free course. And we're going to be in New York, our first live event. I can't wait to see you there. Check it out, entrearchitect.com/New York for information. Our first live event is happening concurrently with AIA convention conference on architecture in New York. Our event is June 20th. It's pre-convention, so it's the day before the official opening of convention. So just show up a day early. Come join us for a live mastermind session. We're doing 2 sessions, a morning session and an afternoon session. Each session is 2 hours long. Seats are limited for these sessions. We only have enough space for a certain number of people in each session. So don't wait. These are going to fill up very quickly. They're opening to the public. A bunch of seats are already taken. We opened it up to Entree Architect members first. The paid members got first dibs at this. So there are some seats left. So go right now. They're going to fill up fast. entrearchitect.com/New York. All the details of what this thing is and how it works and when it's going to be is all there. entrearchitect.com/New York. Don't miss it. I can't wait to hang out with you and learn and grow and do all the things that we do at the Entree Architect community and in this membership that we have, and do it live. Do it together. Meet each other, support one another, and build some lifelong relationships and friendships. This is going to be awesome. entrearchitect.com/New York. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I hope to see you there in New York. I am an entrepreneur architect. I know you are too. I encourage you to keep building a better business so you can keep being a better architect. Love, learn, share what you know. Share what you know. That is the most important message of everything I do. Those three words. Love, learn, share. You live your life with those three words and you're going to have a great life. You're going to raise a great family. You're going to have great friends. And you're going to be successful. Love, learn, share what you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.